What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, April 24th, 2017. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Mike is in our control room. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting right on into it, up at the top of my website, I have a graphic, which I think tells us where we are today. And it's a photo of President John F. Kennedy, along with a quote that he used to make on a regular basis. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And as much as it pains me to say it, we seem to have reached that point because we tried to bring about a peaceful change in this country last year, and it just didn't help. We're still on a path to war. We're still on a path to corporate corruption and fascism. The corporate media is still lying to us left and right. China has already come on out and dismissed the report that their bombers were on high alert to counter North Korea. They're saying, no, it never happened. Russia has also come on out saying the report that they deployed all these 100,000 troops to the border, that has no basis in fact. And you know those riots over in Berkeley that the corporate media told you were all about Donald Trump's tax return? And they said it really didn't seem to make a lot of sense. And as it turns out, it didn't. The riots were actually a demonstration about freedom of speech and the universities canceling certain speakers that they don't want the students to be exposed to. And that's what it was. And the media is just out there, oh, it's just Trump's tax return. Nothing to see here, people. Now, on that same level, last week there was a story that every time Donald Trump dropped another bomb, his approval ratings went through the roof, and nobody was buying that. And late last week, we started seeing a lot of polls come out from a lot more trustworthy sources, meaning the ones who weren't predicting a Hillary sweep last year. And Donald Trump's numbers are not at all good. In fact, there's a story that came out of Politico saying that Donald Trump's disapproval rating is 53% higher than any president before him since polls began tracking. In other words, he is more disapproved of at this stage of his administration than any previous president at the same point. So Donald Trump already knows why his poll numbers are not doing well. It's the fake media. It's the fake media. They're the ones who are harming his poll numbers here. And if anybody from the White House is listening to this, and I'm pretty sure you are, Trump's low approval rating is because he is not keeping his most important promises to the American people, including an end to foreign interventions. Trump's economic policy so far appears to cater to the already rich while not improving life for the vast majority of people who voted for him. Donald Trump may be our first transgender president because he's turning into Hillary day by day. Donald Trump's policies are like the weather here in Hawaii. If you don't like it, just wait 15 minutes. It's going to change. Another interesting story, despite the loss of confidence, the disenchantment with President Trump, if November's election were reheld again today, Hillary Clinton would still lose. That's how disliked she is. But in the end result, we had an election that didn't change anything. And that's very discouraging because those of us who worked to support Trump or at least to keep Hillary out of the White House did so in the hope we would bring about change to this country, head off this suicidal rush toward war. And if it sounds like I'm a little upset, I am. I'm a little discouraged right now because for the last 23 years, Claire and I have really paid a price for trying to get the truth out there and change things peacefully. And I keep thinking about that statement by John Kennedy. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. We may already be seeing it up at Berkeley, some of the other riots. And I don't want to see a revolution or a civil war in this country. But it is very discouraging. And You have to look in a mirror and say, was it all worth it? Last November when Trump won, I would have said, yeah, it was worth it. All the hardship, the doing without would be worth it. Now, I don't know. I don't think so anymore. Now, the Trump dossier has taken another credibility hit. As you're probably aware, the dossier had a lot of problems. The newest one is one of the people named as a Russian agent in that dossier. This is the one with Trump and the prostitutes and everything else. Apparently, one of the Russians named in there actually is in prison right now and has been for quite some time and was simply unavailable to be doing what the dossier claims that he was doing. But we know we're being lied to again. We're always being lied to again. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Obviously, the big news is the French presidential election, the first round results. Macron got 24.01%, Le Pen 21.3%, so both of them are proceeding to round two, which will happen in 2 weeks' time. And what's really interesting is all of the so-called mainstream parties were eliminated in round one. The currently ruling Socialist Party finished in fifth place. So that was a little bit of an embarrassment. Now, Marine Le Pen, in her victory speech, was out there saying the survival of France is at stake in the second round, talking about all of the mass migration and all the problems it's caused. Now, Macron came out with a speech because technically they both won. Nigel Farage is out there saying that Macron's speech was vacuous nonsense. Other than backing the status quo, he's saying nothing original at all. Now, Nigel Farage, aware that his last election, he was a victim of election fraud himself, may run again in the upcoming general election in June. So he's going to try that. Now, what's really interesting are some of the reactions by the globalists in France, because Daniel Dolomez, who's the mayor of Anazin in the Pas-de-Calais commune of northern France, just lost it because Marine Le Pen got 38% of the votes in the region. And he's out there saying, I'm going to resign because I'm not going to dedicate my life to taking care of a bunch of, and he used a profanity there that I cannot use here on the radio. So everyone's crying, and the big question is, where are the voters who voted for the other parties, the other candidates, in particular Fillon, where are they going to switch to in round two? So we'll see what's happening there. Interestingly enough, in part of all this Russia-phobia, the Russia Today news crew was blocked from the Macron headquarters, even though they had been granted they'd been promised press credentials. Now, for some reason, while the reporters were kept out, the RT's video crew did, in fact, get on in there. So everybody's kind of venting their anger and their Russophobia. And, of course, the Muslims protested the first round of elections by doing what they do best, setting cars on fire in Paris, which only vindicates those who are supporting Marine Le Pen. Now, not too long ago, everybody was kind of surprised by the announcement from Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah that he would not run again for his seat next year. Now, he's in this very powerful position as chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. And everybody was saying, what's going on? Is he being pressured? Well, apparently Circa News is out there with a story that an investigation Chaffetz had conducted over the tragic shootdown of a mission called Extortion 17 was part of an elaborate government cover-up, itself criminal in nature. If Chaffetz remains as chairman, his own committee would have to investigate and likely take action against him. So that may be why he's getting out of town while the getting is good. Maxine Waters apparently paid her own daughter nearly $650,000 from campaign funds. And apparently the daughter is in charge of running this lucrative campaign operation that pulls in hundreds of thousands of dollars each election cycle. And she's being paid out of those funds. Now, here's an interesting little question. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wrote a book and he had a wonderful book deal. And according to the records, he has made $783,000 in royalties. Sounds like a good book. Actually, it only sold 3,200 copies. So that works out to a royalty payment of $245 per copy. So something is going on there. It's a little weird. I think book deals are sort of a legalized form of political payoff. Now, last week, the OPCW was out there saying they were pretty sure that it was Assad up in Idlib, pretty sure he used sarin. Then we find out that the UN inspectors are being blocked from the site by the United States. And so we ask the question of how could they know one way or the other, especially given the two previous times the U.S. government accused Assad of chemical weapons in 2013 and 2014, both of which turned out to be the U.S.-backed rebels. Well, now the United Nations has backed off the claim about Idlib, and they're saying they're unable to decide who's behind the attack. So they're not taking a side on this thing anymore. It all comes down to, do you trust the word of the U.S. government and the corporate media? And again, the story just never made any sense. And we reposted the Corbett Report video that just lays out what a ridiculously nonsensical piece of propaganda this claim was, that Assad gassed his own people. He had no reason to do it. He had nothing to gain and everything to lose. And along that line, there's another article. This is from the American Conservative, talking about, apparently, there is a growing, shall we say, revolution among retired and current intelligence employees who are saying the Syria story does not make any sense. And they're very, very upset because everybody knows it's a lie, and the further along the government pushes the lie, the more it makes them all look like they're evil, they're complicit. And there's word now that some people may be starting to blow whistles because they think this has gone on far enough, and it certainly has. Meanwhile, over in western Aleppo, the terrorists who are battling with the Syrian army have somehow managed to get their hands on U.S.-made missiles, in particular, the U.S.-made anti-tank TOW missile. Funny how that happens. I thought the terrorists were our enemies in the war on terror, and they're getting all these U.S. weapons. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. George in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, happy Monday, Mike. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I kind of noticed something strange on Facebook. They had this text such and such number to oppose against the new proposed constitutional carry law in Texas where you don't need a permit or nothing to conceal or open carry. No more permits. Well, I kind of noticed something. People who were for Texas open carry, their comments were being struck. But yet all the people who wanted the permits and were against this proposed legislation were allowed to stay on. And Facebook is censoring.
Yes, we know that. And, you know, if they aren't able to get this thing politically or get a petition or whatever, then we can expect a false flag school shooting or mall shooting or something like that where they find some patsy whose brain is melted on prescription antidepressants, load them up with some guns and say, go have fun, because that's how they're trying to push back on that Second Amendment.
Well, I kind of noticed, I went to one of the community colleges where they had a pro-liberty rally. It wasn't a pro-Trump, it was a pro-liberty rally. And Antifa came out, and guess what? The cops made them take their masks off.
Yeah, and what's interesting is the law they're using was actually originally created for the KKK. Get them to take those hoods off.
No, but actually in Texas and in Florida, it's against the law to wear a ski mask. So,
unless you're skiing.
Yeah, which I don't think there's no skiing in Florida or Texas.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to point that out that, yes, since the other side cannot win on its merits, it has to cheat.
That's right.
Have a good day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, again, back in Syria, the Syrian air defense units spotted a U.S. spy drone flying over Latakia province's airspace, and they shot it down. And what's really interesting is the Western media is out there trying to really hammer the fact it was a Russian-made missile. Oh, those evil Russians. They are helping the Syrians shoot down our spy drones. We need those spy drones to figure out where to bomb the next time. And so this thing is ramping up. And technically, we're seeing U.S. hardware directly engaging Russian hardware, and the Russian hardware is winning. Israel has been carrying out attacks on military camps inside Syria. They killed three more on a camp near the southwestern city of Quneitra. And so Israel's wading right on in. Israel has issued a warning to Syria not to shoot at Israeli planes bombing Syria, or they will destroy the Syrian air defense system. You love the chutzpah on that one. How dare you try and shoot down our planes while they're bombing you? That's sort of normally what you do to warplanes that come into your country and drop high explosives. Now, interestingly enough, a former Israeli defense minister, Bogi Yalan, who served as defense minister until he had a falling out with Netanyahu, and he's forming his own party. He's going to run against Netanyahu. And he's gone public saying, yes, Israel collaborates with ISIS in Syria. A lot of people have written in emails saying, why don't we ever see ISIS attack Israel? Are they linked up? Yeah, maybe. And now we got a confirmation from Israel's former defense minister saying, yes, Israel collaborates with ISIS in Syria. So he posted a flashback article from 2012 about how the Israel lobby is pushing, has been pushing, for U.S. action against the Syrian government to weaken Iran. And yes, that is pretty much how far back the war goes. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike? Mike, I don't know if I ever told you, but I was born Jewish myself, okay?
Okay.
I don't practice religion, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, I guess, racially or whatever else, you could say I'm Jewish, okay? But I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm disgusted. I'm fed up with Israel. I don't understand why the United States keeps on supporting it. Well, I do understand, but it's not right. And as far as what they're doing now in Syria, the Israelis, I don't know how long Russia's going to allow this to happen. If they don't start shooting down these Israeli jets. We even start attacking Israeli airfields or so. This is just going too far. And I don't think the American people in the long run are going to want to go to war, possibly World War III, for Israel, because especially when Israel starts all this stuff.
The American people don't want to go to World War III for anybody. The reason and who doesn't even matter anymore. We are a war-weary people. We've been at war constantly since 2003, and everybody is just sick and tired of it all.
Yeah, well, we know the consequences, too, of what a World War III would be. And it wouldn't be, and probably would, might be the extinction of mankind, or at least most of mankind.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, so how long is... For instance, Russia is going to allow this to happen. Syria is their ally. They know that Assad is not the evil man they made out to be. He's a very good man. If anybody's evil, it's Netanyahu, who I think is, you know, the guy is absolutely disgusting. And you know what else disgusts me? Is I understand Kushner's father had Netanyahu as a house guest. And here's Kushner is sitting in the middle of the White House.
Yes.
This got to be stopped. People got to start demanding. You know, I like what you said about Trump being the first transgender president. That's a good one.
Okay.
That's because he's turning into Hillary. That's
yes.
Great. I mean, it's time. You know, like I said, I'm not a Zionist. I love America. This is my country. And I want this country to do the best for its people. I don't want to be ashamed of this country. I don't want this country involved in war crimes. I don't want this country helping rogue nations that are out there doing things
what the problem is, you know? Here is the U.S. government is treating the American people just like they treat the people in all these other conquered regime changed nations. And that's something to think about. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Mark. We'll be right back.
You've You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I was going to say, yesterday on the Freedom Party show, the three-hour show, they had Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, on for 3 hours. Anyway, I went to go to the archives. It was an excellent show. Well, James Kelso, while Phil was on the show, went to Wikipedia to see what they said about the USS Liberty. And guess what it says? Talk about fake. It says USS Liberty, friendly fire incident.
Well, doesn't sound like it was all that friendly to me. And again, we know that the online resources, the large corporate-based ones, are being co-opted to rewrite history. And it certainly was not a friendly fire incident. I mean, if you look at the ship Israel claimed they thought it was, this Egyptian horse carrier, the two are completely different. For one thing, horse carriers don't have large dish antennas all over the top of them. In any event, they've interviewed some of the pilots who said they knew they were firing on an American ship. That was their orders. And if you go to the Cryptologic Museum in Washington, D.C., they have the flag from the USS Liberty on display there with the Israeli cannon shell holes still in it. So they obviously had to see they were firing on an American flag.
And Israel took one of the life rafts. The torpedo boat grabbed the life raft. It's now in an Israeli museum on display, which just makes me so irritated.
Yeah, you know, plus the fact that by machine gunning the life rafts, that's a war crime right there. They clearly did not intend for anybody to survive.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I don't know if you saw Sean Hannity last week, Tuesday or Thursday and Friday. He was on a tour of Israel, and it was horrible. You know how bad the Palestinians were. Netanyahu was talking about how small their country was. Only as big as New Jersey. And then Hannity took them on, went on a helicopter flight. And they're showing, oh, gee, there's Syria, and there's Iran, and there's Lebanon. Show them the greater Israel, how they could have expanded. That's what they're showing, expanding the Israel. Because they're only the size of New Jersey. They need more room.
Boy, it's amazing how a country that small can cause so much trouble.
Exactly, exactly. But if anybody gets the archive of it Thursday and Friday, you'd really be upset all the things that were said. Sean Hannity was looking at Netanyahu with fawning eyes. Oh, he was just so intrigued with Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll look it up there. But, yeah, I mean, the corporate media is completely co-opted, and you have to wonder how Israel exerts this kind of power over our country, but there's no question that they do. We have a puppet regime in Washington, D.C., and we shouldn't be any more tolerant of it than the citizens of Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya or Yemen or any of the other places the U.S. has done this to.
Well, because the Federal Reserve, they've got all the money. I mean, look at that guy in Georgia, a young fella. He's a Jewish fella. He all of a sudden was able to raise $8.5 million. Boom.
Yep.
Where do you think all that money came from?
Out of thin air, like most of it. And, Rothschild said, allow me to control the issuance of currency and I care not who makes the laws. And that really lies at the heart of the fact that we don't have a democracy. We're living under fascism, where the money controls all aspects of our lives.
One other thing I was going to say real quick.
Yes.
Parker Pathways, you know Russia's been flying over near Alaska?
Yes.
He said they're really taking radiation readings. It's not anything nefarious. He also said, and I can't confirm this, that Obama had given Russia 4 of the Aleutian Islands for their own. They might be flying over their own islands.
I'll have to double check on that, but again, look at a globe of the Earth and see how close Russia and Alaska are. I mean, after all, Sarah Palin can see Russia from her front porch. It's kind of hard for Russia to not be flying close to Alaska when they're in the Bering Straits. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Laura, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. We've got John Lamb from Las Vegas with an update on the Bundy Ranch trial. John, what's the latest?
Hello, sir. Yeah, I'm down here still in front of the courthouse. We just just got back out of the courtroom, and this trial has been declared a mistrial. We're still in the dark a little bit, because this morning, the first thing, right about 10 o'clock, the jurors said they had a partial verdict, and we all went up in the courtroom, and they found one defendant guilty on 8 charges. That was Greg Burleson. He was the former FBI informant that had been declared in this case. And he got found on 8 charges. And then Todd Engel from Northern Idaho, they found him guilty on 2 of the charges. And the rest they were hung on. The jurors could not come back with an answer. The judge asked them to go deliberate a little bit longer to see if they could. They came back a couple hours later and said they still could not come up with any more verdicts, that they were hung on all the remaining charges. So the judge declared it a mistrial. And she has set a new trial date for these defendants already for June 26th. So it's been a long, hard 9 weeks here in trial for all of us. We've got people coming from all over the country that has supported and helped in so many ways. And I've been here pretty much from day one. reporting on this trial and giving support to the defendants and their families, visiting guys in jail, and it's a sad day today that this is where it came to, and we got to have a new trial all over again. But we are thankful that we didn't come back with guilty verdicts more than we did.
Well, I would suggest at this point that if enough of the public makes noise about this, the prosecutors may decide not to retry, because this has turned into a huge embarrassment for them. Pretty much everybody who's looked very closely at the case knows the BATF, the Bureau of Land Management overstepped its authority, and they may decide to just drop the matter and let it go away rather than have more adverse publicity. At least that would be the common sense thing to do, but of course there doesn't seem to be a lot of common sense within our government. What's going on about the snipers? Are they still there?
They're not here now. We had extraordinary amount of law enforcement here. There was over 30 officers, or actually Homeland Security and U.S. Marshals in the courtroom, another couple dozen outside the courtroom. Then we had Metro PD, that we counted at least 30 plus that were visible to us. And then they had snipers circling in helicopters and around the courthouse today with all the supporters. This kind of action shows who's the aggressor. We have never been the aggressor. These defendants even weren't. And their presence in doing that just on a verdict day is unspeakable, that this would happen on U.S. soil. And these guys would arm up and put snipers on people just observing court. It's a shame that this is happening on American soil.
Well, I hope somebody got pictures and video of it, because it needs to go all over the independent media that this is how the government behaves when things aren't going their way in the legal system. And it's kind of interesting for the judge to declare a mistrial, because it sounds to me like they're just thinking about just retrying until they get the verdicts they want.
Exactly, and that's one of the things we don't understand just yet. We're trying to wrap this around, and attorneys are trying to figure out. The judge declared that the guilty verdicts will stick, but the other charges that the jurors couldn't make a decision on were mistrial only on those verdicts, which we know that's not how it goes. When you declare a case a mistrial, everything is a mistrial. And she's saying that she's only going to declare the hung part of the case a mistrial and not the guilty verdict. And that's something we're going to have to fight the next couple of weeks in some court hearings and paperwork with these lawyers and try to decipher that and try to see how they can do that. That's totally wrong.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. All right, well, listen, John, thanks an awful lot for the update. Feel free to call back in with any new information. And again, if you have photos or videos of that very intense a military, for lack of a better word, presence around the court observers during the trial today, I would love to see it and post it.
Yes, we will get some of those out for you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good luck, and give my best to the Bundys. All right.
Thank
so there's
you,
All right. So there's John Lamb, and basically the upshot of it is only two people were found guilty by the jury, one of them being an FBI informant. The others, the juries could not reach a verdict, and the judge has taken the unusual step of saying the guilty verdicts will stick, but for all the verdicts where the jury could not find the defendants guilty, they're a mistrial, which means they can be tried again and again and again, however long it takes for the government to get the result that they want. So that's kind of where we are on that. Now, getting back to the international news, apparently Reuters quoted Norbert Röttgen, head of Germany's Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee, as saying Israel right now is benefiting from all this tension around the world, North Korea, Syria, Yemen, and Libya, because it's distracting the world from what Israel is doing in Palestine. And we know that this is a classic pattern for Israel. Anytime there's a major event somewhere else in the world, they uncork on the Palestinians again. We reported on this last week, but it's worth mentioning again from Blacklisted News. Secretary of Defense James Mattis is saying the U.S. will increase its involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen, a war that has claimed the lives of 4,000 civilians in 2 years and drawn international criticism for war crimes committed by the Saudis. Now, the misstatement in there is this claim that this is Saudi-led. No, it is not. Saudi Arabia is acting as a proxy for the United States because the U.S. government understands we're all sick and tired of these wars, and they're having a hard time selling them more and more. So they gave the Saudis the task of going on in and slapping Yemen down because Yemen was successfully regime changed some years ago, and then all of a sudden the people of Yemen decided they didn't like living under a U.S. puppet ruler, and they kicked the U.S. puppet ruler out. So this Saudi invasion at the behest of the United States is all about teaching these conquered provinces that once you are conquered, you will stay conquered. And that's what's really going on. But now they're talking because Saudi Arabia has been unable to prevail in Yemen. The U.S. is going to directly send forces in. So we've got yet another war going on. All right, let's take a phone call. Kathleen from Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yes, I wanted to check in so that you would know that I was not caught in the crossfire of feuding, protesting people here.
Good, good. I am glad.
Yeah. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about this guy, Macron, is how
yes.
the French people say it. Looks like Macron to us, but Macron. And I saw a piece today about him and that says that he seems to have come out of the ether. And his main thing that anybody can really know for sure about him is he was a partner in a Rothschild bank.
Mm-hmm.
Big red flag there.
Yes.
And a strange thing about him is that when he was 15 years old, he met his wife, his future wife, who was his teacher. He was 15 in the high school, and so his current wife is 25 years older than him.
Yeah, I was on the Richie Allen show earlier today, and they brought that up as a talking point.
Yeah, and there's just not that much to say, but it's just that this piece that I saw seemed to think that he was groomed or somehow for just where he is now, because there's not really much known about him except that being very quickly, when he was quite young, a partner in the Rothschild Bank. And, that doesn't just happen to a young man. Anyway, back to another thing I wanted to say was somebody last week made a plug for supporting your show.
Yes.
And I would like to do that too, and I've been trying to figure out, just on my budget what I can do. And my way of figuring out my donation is that I watch your show every day. And sometimes twice. Sometimes I watch it at night like I am now and listen to the commercials, and then I watch it again the next day without the commercials. But for me, it's an education. It's I'm sure that watching your show for a year is worth, a university diploma. So I decided I could afford $1 per show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you do 5 shows a week. And there's
yes.
52 weeks, and that's how I calculated my donation. And I wanted to just propose that for other people so they can, I don't know, sometimes, you think, well, what should I give, And just if they figure that there's 260 days that you give us a live show, then they can calculate on their budget what they can afford.
Well, basically I leave it up to the individual donors. Some can donate a lot and some do donate a lot. Most are on very tight budgets because the economy is so terrible, and they can only send in $5 or $10, but it's all appreciated here.
I know.
Claire and I have been living one disaster away from homelessness for so long. It's become a permanent lifestyle, and I keep hoping that I'm going to have a very rich relative pass on, and then I remember that I actually don't have any very rich relatives, so that idea is not going to work on out.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, and I had a personal experience one time. I moved, and I spent all of my money to get to my destination. And so, I mean, I figured out how people, you know, basically good people, can get homeless. You spend all your money to get somewhere, and then you realize you lose your job, or you realize that, you know, you
that
can't afford
happens,
the rent.
That happens here in Hawaii an awful, awful lot. And it's so expensive to get from Hawaii anywhere else. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get trapped here. I keep joking with Claire that we've become Hawaiian sourdoughs. We're sour on Hawaii, but we don't have the dough to leave. Kathleen, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I've got a call that just came in I've been waiting for. And please call in again. Thank you. Merci. And we're going to talk to Fabian in Sweden. Fabian, please bring us up to date on what's going on with independent media and citizen journalism over there in the country with the world's first feminist government.
Yeah, hello. Thank you very much for taking me on to your show. I'm a great admirer of you, and I've been listening to you for a number of years, and this is my first time calling in. And thank you very much for having me on. We are a number of people in Sweden who go undercover as journalists, and we call ourselves Granskning Sverige, which translates into Review Sweden, and you can get to our homepage by typing www.reviewsweden.com, and that will take you to our Swedish webpage. We have a bit of English in there for international viewers. But what we do, we call journalists and politicians as normal citizens, but we do record them when we talk to them. And then we ask them the questions that the mainstream media does not. And that usually puts them in a very awkward position, which very often ends up with them just hanging up on us. And then we publish that on YouTube, and people realize that they've been lied to, because a lot of people in Sweden are very politically correct because they've been brainwashed for so long by mainstream media. But then when we ask questions that are kind of outside the box, then they realize, yeah, I haven't thought about that. Why doesn't he answer to this? And our core issue is pretty much that, do Swedish people exist as an ethnic cultural group or not? And if you are a Swedish politician, should you not be looking after the Swedish people rather than all other people? And if we have limitless immigration into Sweden, what will happen to the Swedish people? And that's kind of what it boils down to all the time when you call someone about some stupid new political correct decision, like, for instance, making laws, that communities have to give housing to new immigrants. So
yes.
We have now laws in Sweden that demands that the local communities provide housing for people who just arrived, while there are Swedes who cannot move out from their homes. I mean, young Swedes who doesn't have the money to buy an apartment. And the city councils are even going out on the house market and the apartment market, buying houses and apartments. So the Swedish people is out conquering themselves on the house market, on the apartment market, by the tax money that we give to the local community, and the local community goes out on the market and competes with the people who have paid the tax.
That's amazing, and we're hearing all these other problems that are hitting not just Sweden but all over Europe from the out of control migration. Apparently, following last night's election results in France, the Muslims went on another riot in Paris, burning cars and everything. I'm keeping a list of all those French celebrities who said they were going to leave France if Marine Le Pen made it to round two, and so far they're not moving. There's all the rape and the burglary and everything going on, and unfortunately, the globalists they've hit the gas pedal because they realize there is a growing pushback of populism and nationalism that is impeding their plans for a one-world government.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to give it to your listeners also that it is a very efficient way of exposing these people by calling them and asking them questions and recording it, because they are not used to answer that kind of questions. Anyway, we have done this undercover. We've been anonymous for like 2-3 years. But lately, I personally was exposed by one of the mainstream newspapers in Sweden. And they came to my home and with a camera in my face and asked me questions. And the thing is...
Okay, Fabian, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Fabian in Sweden, and you were talking about how the corporate media has now outed your identity in order to make you a target.
Exactly. They want to shut me up. And so the national newspaper Expressen came to my home and videotaped me, and then they made this propaganda piece. The thing is, I videotaped them as they came to me, so I had also the material. And when they left, I wondered, is this really news that they know my identity now? I was talking to my wife and thought that, I don't really think that's going to be anything really out of this. But the next day, it was on the headlines in all over the place. So it was obviously very big news for them. The thing is that I videotaped the whole thing, the whole encounter, and I put it up on YouTube just 2 hours later. And I have now, I think it's 55,000 views on my video, and people are really angry with the mainstream media, what they've done. And the Expressen, they have also their video online, but they have 4,500 views, and they have been forced to shut their comment section because people were not very happy with what they've done. So it's kind of blown up in their face, which is really fantastic, I think.
Yeah, well, it's always good when we can get the media to humiliate themselves. Again, we're in an age right now where Facebook, YouTube, Google are openly engaging in censorship, which is why we're suggesting to other people that they go to some of these new startup social media platforms, which so far seem to be showing respect for the First Amendment. And that's SceneLife, VK, Diaspora, Gab. These are all working very well, and I'm getting lots and lots of followers on those platforms.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to get over to those. It's just that we're not that computer, we're not that much into computers, so we are still on Facebook. We haven't been limited there yet, but we are aware that probably will happen in due time. But I just want to come to another thing there with my exposure, because it's been, we were first exposed as an organization. There was a journalist who posed as a volunteer and wanted to get into our organization, what you call it. We're very few. We're just like 5-6 people. And he got into our website where we try to gather information and give each other ideas. And then he wrote this hit piece on us. And that was before they knew our identity. And that was all over the place. And then later I made a mistake. And then my personal identity was all over the place. But in this first exposure, we so to say, in quotation mark, exposed the organization. Even our prime minister and our minister of democracy felt they needed to comment on it. And our minister of democracy, well, I've got it on the web page. I got a quotation on the website. Do you want me to read it? It's really surreal.
Real quick, we're almost out of time.
Okay, journalists and journalism are the guardians of freedom, and if they are deprived of their possibilities to do their job due to hate or threats or because their journalism is questioned, then the guardians, the ones who are to defend our democracy, lost their power. So we're not allowed to question journalists, and that's what we do most of the time. We call journalists and ask, why do they not respond to this?
Fabian, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. I did link to your website from whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be right back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.